Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Isaiah.
So, thanks for coming in to help us out with both the Rising Tide Show and with Tradio this morning.
I'm so excited. This is my Tradio debut. I have a lot to lose, I feel like.
A lot to burn here.
I want to be invited back. So
it's true.
We have to make today good.
Folks, do call in and help us help Taylor have a good debut for her Tradio. So this is our buy-sell trade program. So if you have something that you're in search of, something that you want to sell, or there's an event that you're running that's coming up, this is a great time to announce it. You can call us at 907-531-8049, or you can try 907-772-3808. Yeah. All right. So while we're waiting on some callers, there are some things coming up this weekend. Oh, wow. We already have one.
People really want to talk to us this morning. I like that.
So.
I like that. I want that.
I hope so, too. I like talking to people. And as Taylor, as a reporter yourself, I feel like you also have
I'm big on talking to people. I think I am paid to talk to people if you kind of boil down my job to its kind of barest form. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, caller on line one, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you, and welcome, Taylor.
Thank you.
Yesterday, I was walking down Singly Alley and lost a black left-hand glove. And if anyone found it, I'd appreciate if they give me a call at 907-650-7345.
Yeah, of course. What was it made of? Was it wool? Was it leather?
It was leather, and it's called a head ski glove.
Head ski glove. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully you find it. Good luck. It's always hard just to have one glove.
Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks. You too. All right. So someone's lost a glove. That's a great use of Tradio, one of the many services that we provide.
A community service. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you found a glove, call in.
Yeah. And we'll do a roundup at the end of all this in case people have missed that number.
Yes.
All right. We have another caller on line one. You are on the air.
Hello, I bet you can't guess who this is.
Oh, let me think. Is it Joyce?
Yes, it is. Good morning. Two things. Of course, it's Bingo Friday night at the Suns in Norway. The doors open at 5:30, and the bingo starts at 6:30. And this week, we're going to have a St. Patrick's Day theme.
Oh.
I do not know what the menu's going to be because I'm not going to be there this week. And I'm going to be at the VSC Swim Club. They're having an inter-squad meet on Friday night between 5 and 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And I think that's just... I don't think other kids are coming in from other towns. I'm not sure on that. But I think it's just the VSC club itself. But they're having a meet because a few weeks ago they had a time trial. So now they're having a meet.
Okay. Are people... Can people come and watch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure they can. Parents will be there.
Yeah.
Grandparents will be there. And so I won't be at bingo, but I heard it's going to be a St. Patrick's Day theme.
Well, I can only hope the menu is appropriately green.
I'm sure it will be. Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, bye-bye. Joyce. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
So, again, folks, if you're just tuning in now, we're running Tradio. That is our buy-sell trade program. And if you have something that you're in search of or an event is coming up that you would like to announce, now's a great time to call. Again, our number's 907-772-3808 or 907-531-8049.
Everyone makes this job seem so easy, the writing down of everyone's names and numbers. I've never been more focused in my life.
Wow.
I serve the people of Petersburg by making sure I have all this information.
You do.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's actually a good shout out to Joe and Chris Weiss, Joe Bertagnoli
yes.
and Chris Weiss, who normally are able to host this. It's a lot.
They are pros who make it look easy, I will tell you. A peek behind the curtain. They're very good at what they do.
Okay. We have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Sally calling.
Hi, Sally.
And I'm have my Pioneer hat on today.
Mm-hmm.
The annual Pioneer's Tea is coming up a month from today on April 11th from 1 to 3 at the Holy Cross House. And it's open to the public. Anybody that wants to come, tickets will be available shortly at Lee's Clothing. Or if you need more information, you can call Debbie McMahon at 518-4045 or Gail Eastwood at 518-4232. And it's $20 a person, and there'll be live music from Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronland, and
wow.
lots of savories and sweets on the table and different types of tea, and no pinkies in the air, please. That's very gauche, apparently. Yes, and children are welcome if they're well-behaved. You know, it's kind of fun to get kids in there and let them have a little fun with a grown-up party. And if you want to do your own table and decorate, give Debbie or Gail a call and reserve a table. And that's kind of fun, too, to see what other people bring out of their tea party-type boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, check with you have a PSA, so check with KFSK, and the times are in a month. And we're just giving you some heads up early.
Wow, great. Thank you for the heads up. And so much information there. I mean,
yes.
live music, there's going to be pastries. Oh.
Sally, let me double check those numbers with you to make sure I tell people the right things. Debbie is 518-4045. And Gail is 518-4232. Is that all right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. There's so much information. I had to write it down and just read it because, there's a lot going on. Anyway, and back to the Sons of Norway, and it's not really a huge St. Patrick's Day party. I'll bring some decorations in, and I've got shamrock cookies and egg salad sandwiches and watermelon and, you know, a few things like that. But it will be a party because of those that attend will be festive.
Yeah.
So come and play bingo with us and celebrate the wearing of the green.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Sally.
Yeah, and do you guys have any information on if there's a parade this year?
You know, I was actually just about to say, so there is a St. Patrick's Day parade. That's March 17th at 4 p.m. But the lineup begins at 3:50 p.m., and that's in front of IGA.
True. Rain or shine, snow or hate, sleet, whatever.
I know, it's looking pretty likely it's going to be snow, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, you guys, and thanks for what you're doing, and you're doing just fine, new person. I didn't catch your name because I was walking between rooms. But, it's a really important job.
It is.
Thank you, Sally.
Yeah, and thank you, Taylor.
You're welcome. hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Okay, I've done it a few times myself, so I know how important it is. Get those numbers right.
Yes, very important. All right. Thanks, Sally.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Wow, Taylor, we have quite a few callers on the line still.
I'm very popular.
Okay.
It's just for me.
Well, we've had a good showing so far.
Exactly.
So, caller on line two, you're on the air.
Is it me?
Yes, that is you.
Oh, hi. This is Ann calling for the Petersburg Humane Association.
Hi, Ann.
I just wanted to let people know that we have this wonderful cat at the shelter that's looking for a new home. And she's about 7 years old. She's a shiny black coat, golden eyes, and she's just really a nice, nice cat. She's been making a go of it on the streets for the last few years. And we finally got her into our custody, and she is doing great, and she's just a really nice, mellow cat. She's not demanding, but she likes attention. She could be a lap cat. Anyway, we'd love to find her a home. We think we will be getting some more in, more cats in soon, so we'd love to move her along. Yeah, she's spayed, and she's current on shots. She's a very tidy cat. And, yeah, like I said, just real nice cat. And anybody who's interested can call the Humane Association at 907-518-1091.
All right. Well, thank you, Anne, and thanks for all the Humane Association is doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and also I wanted to mention, since I'm on here, about the museum. The Klassen Museum has a special exhibit up about Sing Lee, the life, the man, the murder and the mystery of Sing Lee. And I know everybody's probably heard little different versions about what happened around town, so we did a deep dive into it and got as much information as we could, and so that people can come to the museum between 1 and 5 Monday through Friday and 12 to 5 on Saturday.
Okay. All right.
And there's a $5 admission, which supports our museum. And lots of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So it's up through the end, till the end of the month, so stop by.
Okay, we'll make sure we have a PSA out for that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Anne.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Mm, bye. All right, shall we just jump into the next
caller? Let's just keep going.
Yeah. Caller on line 3, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Barb. And I'm calling for MDT and our big fundraiser event this weekend. It's the Circus After Hours. And this is an adult situation. It starts at 7 o'clock from 7 to 10 at the Sons of Norway. Tickets are available online on the MDT website. And there's also posters around. There's a QR code that you can just scan with your phone, or you can pay online for tickets, and they're $50 each. They'll also be available at the door. And it's kind of a circus-themed entertainment evening. There's kind of some vendor-style food booths. There's carnival booths and games. There's a cash bar by donation. And optional if you want to wear a costume, but it's not required, obviously. And MDT has kind of some, you know, our usual interesting entertainment surprises coming up. I'm not going to give those away, but we've got some little surprise entertainers and entertainment, some little things from maybe past fundraisers popping in, and some stuff like that. So it should be a lot of fun. And the proceeds of this are going towards our purchase of the building. We're in the process of buying the St. Andrew's building, where we currently have been renting that space for many years. So I just want to encourage people to come, and it should be a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks, Barb.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, and then we do have another caller on line 4. Thank you for being so patient. You're on the air.
Okay, this is Ellie Hager. I'm calling. We're having a fundraiser for Ronnie Odegaard this Saturday. We're doing a dinner with a silent auction and a dessert auction. And the dinner, they're going to be serving pulled pork sandwiches with beans and coleslaw. Excuse me. And anyway, this is for a fundraiser for her. She's got some medical issues she's got to take care of, and we'll have to stay down south for about 3 weeks. So we're trying to raise money to help her with all that expense. And it will be at the Moose Lodge from 5 to 8 on Saturday night, the 14th. And if you're not member, we're setting up a drive-through if you just want to come through and get a dinner, and we'll have that so you can drive through and pick up a dinner.
All right. Well,
think that's about the most information I can give you.
That's perfect. We also have a PSA out for it, so we'll be reading that throughout the week as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to do a little bit of reminder.
Yes. No, it's very much appreciated. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And we have another caller.
I love this. This is exciting.
This is a big day. Another caller on line one. You are on the air.
Hi. This is Heather Bauscher. I serve on the local advisory committee, and we've been having some conversations about folks wanting more education around navigating the fish and wildlife management spaces. So this Saturday, there's going to be a community workshop from noon till about 4:30, but you can come for just a part of it. We're going to have a potluck lunch. This one will be focused on the Federal Subsistence Board process, but we'll be able to talk a little bit about the Board of Fish and North Pacific Council because, you know, we can't solve all the problems through one process alone. So we're going to start with a potluck lunch because all of it's really about food, and that's how we connect to each other. So we're going to start with that and do a 101 on navigating the Federal Subsistence Board from 12:30 to 1:30. And then following that, we'll do some more deeper dives and even some skill building to practice writing proposals, or if people have specific issues they want to talk about, the hope is by the end of the afternoon, you already started out on a proposal to try and make a change in regulation. So that'll be supported by the U.S. Forest Service, the Sitka Conservation Society, and support from the Petersburg Indian Association, and we hope to see a bunch of people there.
Yeah.
It'll be at the A&B Hall, sorry. So this Saturday, noon to 4:30 at the A&B Hall, or Federal Subsistence Board 101 from 12:30 to 1:30.
Right. And so this is a chance for people to learn more and ask questions and interface with others who are thinking about this.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, there's a lot of challenges we're all facing, but it's all of us together that are going to have to figure out how to solve those problems. And there's a lot of opportunity through these processes to make changes.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Heather. We'll certainly put out a PSA about that.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, Heather. All right. Pretty wide variety of things there.
I know. I've written so many things and so many names.
Before we kind of start the rundown, I should say again, folks, that you're listening to Tradio, which is our buy-sell trade program. It's also how folks can get the word out about events that are coming up. And so the way to reach us, you can call us, that number, 907-531-8049, or you can try 907-772-3808. And I do want to put a little plug for some things that are happening around KFSK. Our board of directors will be meeting tomorrow evening at 5:30 at KFSK Studios at Charles W. and 2nd Street. The public is welcome to attend. You can also contact the station at our number, 907-531-8049. If you would like the Zoom link instead, so we can accommodate all those who would like to join. And then another thing that's coming up, events. I'd like to look ahead towards the week because this one is happening on Friday. So there's live music featuring the Spurl siblings and guests. That's this Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the Wright Auditorium. Tickets are $15 and they're available at Lee's Clothing. There will also be a dessert auction for participating drama students for their trip to Scotland. Looks like we have another caller on line one.
Dean Burke.
You're on the air.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Rotary Club. Hi. Today I want to remind the community that Rotary is having their annual Rotary Roses fundraiser. Roses are on sale for $30 a dozen. They'll be delivered on Saturday, March 28th. There's an opportunity to purchase roses in advance at PetersburgRotary.org on our website. That's PetersburgRotary.org. There's posters around town with a QR code. You can scan that and sign up for roses to be delivered. It's a big fundraiser for us, so we appreciate the efforts of the community to help us out with our local and state and international projects that we get involved in.
All right. Good. Did you get all that, Taylor?
I think so, yes. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Yep. You're welcome, Taylor.
Thanks, Dave. Right. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. Yeah. lots going on.
I know. I have like a full page.
And I would like to add one more announcement.
Please.
The Public Library is hosting a beaded pendant workshop with Mary Ann Rainey. And the first session for that is tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And then there's also a session Saturday, March 14th. So that's 12:30 to 5:30. And it's free for high school students and seniors. And you can register at the public library or online at psglib.org.
I feel so informed. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is our mission of service.
I feel served.
Yeah. Would we like to do a rundown?
I think so.
While we're doing this rundown, going through, reading out who's called, if something comes to mind and you're listening, you can still catch us. Again, our number 907-772-3808 or 907-531-8049.
Okay, are we ready?
Take it away.
Okay, in order of callers. First, someone called. They have lost their left glove. It is black leather, last seen at Singley Alley. The number to call there, 907-650-7345, if you find that glove. It would love to be returned to its owner. Joyce called. Bingo, of course, is happening this Friday. Doors open 5:30, starts at 6. It is a St. Patrick's Day theme. And there will be St. Patrick's theme things there. Mm-hmm. Joyce also let us know that the Viking Swim Club has an inter-squad meet also happening at Friday from 5 to 7. So you'll have to choose if you want to go to bingo or if you would like to see the kids swim.
Yes.
That's a choice you have to make. So that is happening as well. The public's welcome to attend. Then Sally called. The Pioneer Tea is happening in about a month. That's April 11th, 1 to 3 at the Holy Cross House. Tickets to come soon. It's going to be $20 per person, I believe, with live music. And folks, you can contact for that Debbie at 518-4045 and Gail at 518-4232. I know I can hear that we have someone calling.
Yeah, should we jump in?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. I'll take a little note on where I stopped.
Okay. Caller on line one, you are on the air. Oh, caller on line one, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is Abby Hardy, longtime mummer, one-time director. I'm calling on behalf of the mummers to announce our casting call for our Mayfest play, Anchors Away. Our casting call will be at the Wright Auditorium on Monday, March 16th at 6:30 p.m. And we are going to do a run-through of our script, and so everybody can get a feel for it. You know, this is not a typical casting call like in other places. We just kind of sit around and read through the script and have a bunch of laughs and see who wants to be what and what our schedules are like so that we can have a really fun and beautiful Mayfest play. So if anybody is interested, I know there's a PSA on KFSK, but sometimes it's nice to call into Tradio and let people know there's real people doing this.
Yeah, there are real people doing this. And so you're looking not only for actors, but also for folks who might be interested in other roles, right?
Absolutely. Stage setup, people who are into costume making, people who maybe want to be a stage manager or just folks who want to be a line reader for our folks whenever they're off script, off book. It takes a village for sure, more than that. And Tiffany Marole will be directing it along with some help, I think, from our longtime Irene Littleton. It should be good. It's not to spoil too much. It's about a singles cruise, which is a great subject matter for Mayfest time when we get all those cruise ship folks coming in. So it'll be a good time. Again, casting call Monday, March 16th, Wright Auditorium at 6:30 p.m.
All right. Thanks, Abby.
Thank you.
Okay, so casting call coming up on Monday.
I'm delighted by that description. I'm already sold.
A singles cruise doing Mayfest?
I think
there's a lot of content there to work with.
I believe sure. So, too. I'm excited to see what that play turns out to be. Okay, should we continue the rundown?
Yes, please.
Okay, where we stopped last, we got a call from Anne with the Petersburg Humane Society. There is a very sweet black cat that needs a home. It's 7 years old. It was a street cat for a while, but it's very chill. It's got it's spayed and it's got its shots too. So if you decide you need a very sweet cat in your life, the number to call is 907-518-1091 for the Humane Society. Then Anne also let us know that the Clausen Museum has an exhibit on Sing Lee. That's up right now, $5 admission. And I believe we have a PSA about that as well. Mm-hmm. Then Barb called. MDT is having a fundraiser. It is the Circus After Hours. It is an adult show for adults. That's 7 to 10 p.m. at the Suns. Tickets are going to be online at MDT's website. They're going to be $50 a person, and they'll be available at the door as well. All sorts of things happening there at Cash Bar, surprise entertainers, and the money there goes towards the purchase of the building that MDT is currently in. Ellie called. There is a fundraiser for Ronnie Odegaard. That's a dinner and... Is it a dessert auction? I heard the word auction.
Yes. There's a dessert auction and I believe a silent auction.
Perfect.
As well.
Perfect. Fundraiser for some expenses. It's going to be at the Moose 5 to 8 Saturday the 14th. And there's also a drive-thru option if you're not a Moose member.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hear that we have more phone calls. Is this a good spot to stop?
Why don't we finish the run-through and then we'll add them on.
I love it. So many people today. Heather called. There is going to be a workshop happening this Saturday. That's going to be from 12 to 4:30. It is a potluck lunch, and it's going to be the lowdown, the 101 on the Federal Subsistence Board and how that works. And they're going to deep dive and talk about that. If that's something you're interested in learning more about, that's going to be happening at the A&B Hall again this Saturday from 12 to 4:30. Dave Berg called. The Rotary Roses fundraiser is happening. They're going to be $30 a dozen, and the roses will be available Saturday, March 28th. You can buy in advance at the Rotary website, a big fundraiser for them. And then Abby called. The Mummers have a casting call for their Mayfest play, which is going to be called Anchors Away. The casting call is this next Monday, the 16th at 6:30 p.m., the Wright Auditorium. You can roll up. Go through the script, and that's for anyone who's interested in helping with the play, not just if you want to be an actor. If you want to do something else, roll up on Monday. And that's all I have on my super long list.
Great. And we do have another couple callers who got in under the wire here.
I love it.
Caller on line one, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. This is Stan at 772-3139. I have a brand new set of snowshoes that I haven't been able to use and probably never will, and I would like to sell them. I'd like $200 for them, but they're made either in Vermont or the other place back there on the East Coast that makes good snowshoes. And they're the long ones. I think they call them Michigan Trails. And they've always been inside. They've never been out and got wet or used or anything. And you have my phone number.
Let me repeat that back to you, Stan, to make sure I heard it right. That's 772-3139. Is that right?
That's right.
Perfect.
And, Stan, is there a brand name for folks who might be tracking snowshoe?
Anybody that knows them would probably know them. There's not a brand on them that I could find, but they're the regulation snowshoes. I got them from the German fellow that used to live out the road that passed away, Gerhard Hiller, and anything that he bought was first class. So that's what it is.
All right. Well, thanks, Stan, for calling in. Hope you find an interested party.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So some snowshoes for sale. And there's another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Hello. You got me here?
Yes.
Hello, I have a wheelchair with a reclining back for sale. It's got foot rest on it, and it's the back of the wheelchair reclines all the way back, and I want $100 for it. And my number is 650-7940.
All right.
Ooh, let me repeat that back, too. I want to make sure I got your number right. 650-7940, is that right?
That's right.
Perfect.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. All right, Taylor. Should we just repeat those last two?
Yes.
Just in case folks were...
Yes. More things to sell. So Stan called. He has some new snowshoes, have never been worn outside or anything like that. He would like $200 for them. That number to call is 907-772-3139. And then someone also has a wheelchair with a reclining back to sell. They'd like $100 for it. The number for that is 650-7940 if you'd like a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Taylor, very much for coming in and running Tradio.
It's been a delight.
Yeah, it has been a delight.
I hope I'm invited back. I hope I get a good review.